Hey everyone, welcome to Pop Cult Rewind in our review of
that
Walking Dead season
seven.
Fuck. Yeah, the long-awaited.
I was married when this show started. Fuck.
That poor person. All right, so
people.
Yeah. All right, so this is the long-awaited, very long-awaited season premiere from the cliffhanger of season six.
Yeah, fuck the premiere. Let's talk about the cliffhanger for a second. What was it 4 months?
Something
six
like
months?
That. Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, February. No. Something like that. Longer than that. Whatever. Long time ago.
It's pretty simple. I went back before this season, before last Sunday's episode, a couple months ago, and I rewatched every season finale from every season of Walking Dead.
Wait, just...
Just the finale.
Just the finale.
Just the finale. All
right.
There was never a cliffhanger.
No, right.
There was always a conclusion to that episode.
Because you close the chapter on...
Yeah.
The season's like a chapter. Yeah. You close the book on it. That's it.
Imagine if season two ended with the barn doors opening, and before you could see somebody come out, it fades to black, and da-na-na-na-na, or the music plays or whatever, and you wait till the beginning of the third season.
Well, that was the mid-season finale. But
where Sophie comes out of the barn?
Yeah.
I thought that was the end.
No.
No?
Go back and rewatch.
Ah, shit. It's been a long couple months.
But I see what your point is. Yeah. You're going back and you're looking and seeing, hey, where did this come from? Is this something new that they're doing? Is this like a publicity stunt? Is this a ratings ploy? What is this? And I think, regardless of what they're trying to do, it created a huge backlash. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, people were pissed. They want to know who died.
Bad. Very bad.
Very badly, yes.
Yeah.
And in a very gruesome way. So gruesome.
Gruesome
way. Yeah. But no, that was not the case. We had to wait. It's been teased and everything. All the cast members coming out, getting closer to the premiere date, saying, oh, you don't want to miss this and this and that. It's intense.
Something's
gonna
happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And full disclaimer before we get going any further, we are gonna be spoiling this. So in case you haven't seen it, you probably want to go watch that first before you gotta listen to what we gotta say, because I know that's what you came here to see is what we're gonna say about it.
Yeah, and we're not gonna wait 20 minutes like the show did to tell you who's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to get right into it? The deaths. That's right.
Deaths.
There
were two of them?
That was twist number one. That was probably the only twist in the show. But yeah, that was a twist. That was a big twist. Because they were so focused on who died, you know, and we just assumed
it was going to be one.
It was just one dude. Or dudette.
Or, yeah, there you go. That's in the contract. You're obviously watching pop culture if he uses the word dudette.
Mm-hmm.
That's old.
Yeah. Like me.
Hit that button down shirt he's wearing.
You like this, don't you? All night he's been talking about this shirt that I'm. Hey,
compliment is not the word.
Oh.
Well, however, you show a little more skin. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Now you're cooking with gas.
Now things are just falling out of everywhere.
I'll let you guys figure out what that was.
All right. So, so getting back to the big reveal.
Abraham.
The hell, shit is falling. What the hell? Okay. All right. So, yeah, Abraham. But, you know, hold on. It had to be a main cast member. You know, of course, everybody's pointing fingers to Daryl, Glenn,
Maggie.
Yeah. Maggie, Michonne. Even Carl, you know, because they were all there.
Coral. Abraham, first impression.
No disrespect to the guy, Michael Kudis, who plays Abraham, but when the bat went down and he went down, I was like, okay, well, that's not so bad. it's Abraham. I mean, he's cool and all, but it wasn't, you know, it felt like almost, like, not anticlimactic, but just, oh, okay, well, if that's the case, then everybody else...
The anticlimactic, it kind of set the tone for me before... during the build-up to the deaths where Rick was having the flashbacks of every single person. And I'm thinking...
It's like a tease. Like, they were... I think that's what the...
It kind of felt flat for me on the regard that, okay, Aaron's been there for a cup of coffee,
mm-hmm.
And Rick is thinking about him just as much as he's thinking about someone like Daryl.
Yeah, you know? No, I see what you're saying.
Or the geek that wants to make his own bullets is on the same level as Maggie.
I think that point that you're trying to make was that, here's what I got out of it, was that it wasn't just, oh, obviously it was Rick thinking of everybody, but it was, from the show's standpoint, letting us viewers know, hey, who was it?
Yeah.
You know, it was all the, it could be anybody. And we don't get the reveal right away. It's about maybe a quarter into the show where
20 minutes.
Rick and Negan are, by the way, I meant to talk about this a little bit earlier, but Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I've always loved Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
You watch Supernatural, huh?
Yeah, but even before that, I mean, mm-hmm. I've liked Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Supernatural was, yeah, he was really good in that. Of course, the comedian in Watchmen. So things like that. If I see that Jeffrey Dean Morgan is in something,
it got your attention.
It's got my attention.
Okay.
And when I heard that he was going to play Negan, first of all, I kind of fell off in the comics for Walking Dead, so I didn't get to the Negan storyline. Mm. But I've always heard the name Negan.
Yeah, or synonymous with
that. Before this came out.
Issue 100 is maybe, right?
Before this came out, it was like, is it Negan or Negan? I don't know. But yeah, it's, yeah. So when I found out he was playing, I was like, oh, great, this is going to be good. And then one thing that we did find out in the season finale was he is charming as hell. Even as bad as a guy that he is,
for a sick motherfucker, yeah. He's got some charisma.
Charm, yeah, he's got charisma, yeah. And he's like he's gonna kill you, but he's gonna do it with a smile on his face.
He's gonna tell you why.
Yeah,
yeah. Your first Kong, one's free.
Cool, collected. Yeah, yeah. So that was established at the end of the last season.
Yeah,
this one kind of furthered it. But because it starts off with the aftermath and a very just the opening scene. Man, dude, he's owning that camera when he's talking to Rick, and you just the camera's just focused right on Negan, and he's kind of talking. And what do you have? Is this an axe?
Like a hatchet?
Like a hatchet? You know, that was. I mean, just his subtle nuances and everything that he was doing. Man, it's like you hate him, man. He's... want to hang out and have a beer with the guy or something, you know?
Dude, not to mention, I mean, it's weird, like, Rick's supposed to be the good guy in all this, right? But Rick made the effort to go out of his way braggadociously to kill a lot of Negan's folk pretty much for the sake of doing it.
Right.
You know? And
They got cocky for their own good. Yeah. They got settled in the town. And, yeah, they're, if you want to say, like, they're on a winning streak, I guess. Yeah. But they were...
complacent.
They were complacent. That's a good word. They were complacent. Yeah.
Between the season finale and this episode, I had a lot of flashbacks of The Dark Knight Rises. Bruce Wayne's gotten on. He's he thinks he knows what he's doing. He's going to cock of the walk. You see the Batman, you're like scared shitless of the guy. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing with Bane, and he slowly gets psyched out to the point where he gets the fuck beat out of him. And not only does it tell the story that you can just see him slowly like deteriorating in this fight with Bane, but the fight itself is ugly because you've never seen him that way.
Right.
And Rick, you can just see it like his face almost ages.
Yeah.
In between the beginning of the scene where they're getting in the RV, all the way to when he's on his knees, even when the season finale ended, and then that's when you feel like okay, it can't get any worse. And then they, like, turn it up to, like, 13 and a half. And they, like, fuck with you so bad where you feel like you're just like this.
Yeah, so holding on to that mindset, like, the show starting off, he takes him into the RV and they take a ride, right? And it's all about, I mean, Negan, he leaves the hatchet on the table in the RV and he says, you gonna go for it? Like, he's telling him.
He's telling him.
Yeah.
Get it.
So it would make sense for him to try to fight him. And of course, Negan fights him off. They get to a spot. He said, this is my axe. You belong to me. You're my property. This is my axe. He opens the door, throws the axe out the van or RV, and he says, go get my axe.
Yeah.
Surrounded by zombies, mind you. So, and that's where he...
the sadistic side
comes but while Rick's out there, he gets the axe on top of the RV. He goes up there, and he has to like take a second to just breathe for a minute to...
let it all sink in.
Yeah.
because it's a lot to see.
And through. That's when we get the big reveal of it was Abraham, because it picks up right where the last season left off with the eeny, meeny, miny, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was Abraham. He gets, you know, hamburger meat over here. And that's pretty much it. And then you think, well, for me, I was thinking, oh, okay, that's it. And then he sees Rosita, right? She's next to him, and she's like losing her mind. And he's telling her, "Hey, look at the bat, you know, look at my dirty girl." Pretty much. So, and she's like not looking down. And I guess he's I don't know what we don't
he
know what
egged her we, on further to we, what to look at it.
We don't know what he was going
to
do.
Yeah, and that pushed Daryl of all people to do what Daryl normally does, which is be a fucking badass and sock Negan right in the mouth.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, all right, for all the girls that are going to complain that Daryl's about to get offed on this show because he has his little motorcycle show on the side, I would think this is an honorable way for him to get beat the fuck up.
Did you think it was going to be... Because you knew, like, as soon as he punched him, you knew that wasn't going to end well.
The first thing in the back of my mind is like, first one was free.
Yeah, and he said that, and that's exactly what Negan said.
You know, it happened again, you had to...
I'm a man
shut
of my,
that I, shit down!
I'm a man of my word, and yeah. So, and again, the way he goes on about saying it, like, he's so to confident, point, and, yeah. And yeah, he's to the point, and he says it with a smile on his face, like, hey, you know what? I'm a man of my word. I told you, the first one was free. He just punched me in the face. That ain't going to work.
Yeah.
So,
which is a different villain that we've gotten in The Walking Dead, because at least, like, hearkening back to the governor, right. He was always politics. He was always in everybody's ear trying to fuck with everybody's right. head. This guy, he just lays it out there, like, in black and white. This is how it's going to be. No bullshit. You fuck with me, I'm going to bash your head in. And the Abraham was not the only one that got his head bashed in.
You know, it was weird, like, right when Negan was doing his little speech about, hey, this is not, they ain't gonna fly. Did you notice, like, everybody was just kind of, like leaning down, and Glenn was just, like, he was the tallest, like, out of that. I was like, oh, shit, he's waiting.
And I was watching this at Neil's bar, and it's a big group party. It was, like, 70 people were crammed in, like, one half of a bar, because it's on a projector.
Neil's bar
screen.
Is a little, kind of a nerd bar yeah. over in Houston, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So. And, I was not the only one to notice right at that moment when Negan's standing there giving that speech, he's fucking standing next to Glenn.
Yeah.
And just as I couldn't even process the thought to finish coming out of my mouth, and I was telling my friends next to me, Glenn's about to get, and then boof.
Yeah.
Man.
He got whopped.
Yeah, twice. And,
that was some gnarly looking makeup or effects and shit they put on. Yeah, that was gross.
True to the book.
Yeah.
True to the book, where the eyeball popped out and everything, and he tells
me. Looking like Toxic Avenger over here, man. He was looking bad. He was looking effed up. Man.
Yeah. The Abraham scene, not so much, but watching Glenn trying to talk and his body twitching and choking and the eye.
It was more graphic. It was more, yeah.
I couldn't sleep, dude.
Yeah, it was
like literally.
What was it like? Because I just watched it here with my wife. But what was it like in the bar? Like
there was about six girls and I think one dude crying.
Yeah,
when Glenn
it was
got
all
won.
Quiet. Yeah.
Because it's one thing to like hear it like the season finale with right. all the weird sounds, but you're watching his face right. and you're watching him blink and you're watching him twitch and you can feel like the goosebumps coming up on your mm-hmm. arm and the hair standing up on its end. And being around everyone, and I'm just looking around, I was like,
this is okay. intense. Yeah.
At this moment, I think everybody kind of forgot the last 5 months of, I'm never watching this show again. Oh, fucking Scott Gimple and all these other people. Fuck Walking Dead. Ah, Game of Thrones. Whatever. Like, all that was out the window.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And especially, like, oh, Abraham? Like, yeah. is that it?
But, yeah. Oh, I can handle that. Yeah.
But, oh, well, Glenn? I think I can see the tide turning.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, that was it.
And you know what? You know what? Kudos to the Walking Dead creative team on that, because they, like I was saying before, it was all an assumption that it was this one dude, it was one person that got killed.
Yeah.
No one said anything about a second person. And then as soon as Daryl went up and punched him in the face, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
There we go. And I think they teased it for a little bit by Dwight having the crossbow, and he's like, let me do it, you know? And,
yeah.
But that was like a swerve or a bait and switch type mm-hmm. thing. And, man, Glenn, you got it. And I did, when we were guessing about this earlier, like who's going to be, I think Glenn was my top pick.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, from the comics, you know, mm-hmm. that's kind of the basis I was going off of. I was thinking it was either going to be Glenn or Daryl. I knew it was going to be one of them two.
I know I flirted with this idea a few times, but it would have really, if their intent was to gross us out, mm-hmm. nothing would have been more shocking than to have Maggie die.
Yeah, that was another high
and knowing it later on, I doubt anybody from the from Negan's camp knew that the chick was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Like if that would have come out later, then he would rub it in.
Yeah,
and like that's like another notch on his belt that he killed two people with one swing.
Question about that, real quick, sidetrack. Is she still pregnant? Because remember, like towards the end of the last season, she got sick and she fell over. And that's the whole reason they were on the road in the first place. Because they were going to Hilltop, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to get some medicine for her. Yeah, and it's pregnancy related, so we don't know where. Yeah. She's so emotionally distraught right now. Who knows what's going to happen with her after this? Man. And that was another thing at the very end of this episode. But we'll get to that here in just a second. But so we had Rick being humbled, like all get out by Negan throughout the whole episode. We get the Abraham death. We get the Glenn death. And it's just like that was the first time for me in a very long time that I was like, I was just kind of tensed up like watching because Negan's one of the reasons because he's so unpredictable. Because he's smiling and oh, he just killed you. Like, you know, he's just talking and oh, smash, you know.
Yeah, he literally straight up like, wow, I'm really sorry. But I told you.
Yeah.
First one was free. You know, I was like, God damn, that's sadistic.
And so because of that, because of his attitude and everything, like it was very unpredictable. It was very like, what's going to happen? The music played a good part in the whole episode. Then when you think it's all done, even with the Glenn thing.
They come back from the drive.
He puts Rick down and he puts guns to the back of all their heads and he says he calls Quarrel over. And he has Quarrel sit down in front and next to Rick. And well, before that, he says, give me a belt. He takes his belt off and he puts it around his arm. And you're like, okay. Oh,
I've had tattoos that way.
Yeah. and then he tells him to get down. And then he puts his arm down to his side. I was like, oh, shit. And then Rick is already figuring stuff out. He's like, no. Please don't do this. And he's like, me? And then when he said that, I was like, oh, shit. it was like escalating. This whole the intensity in this episode has been raising. And then to have a father, like...
Up to that point, were you uncomfortable to the point that you were going to just turn off the clicker and say, you know what, I can't do this anymore?
No, I wasn't that. I was pretty...
You were riled up?
I was getting there, especially with that part. But, I don't know. Babe, did you ever feel like you needed to turn the episode off? No, she's shaking her head no. Okay. All right. So, that was like, I think the last test for Rick.
Yeah.
Was he had to basically cut his son's arm off.
In a 45-degree angle so that the meat slopes over so they can, like... Yeah.
Salami cut.
Yeah.
So they can pull it over. It's like, what the fuck?
I was like, how am I getting hungry listening to this guy describe his mutilation? Because I can go for some salami right about now.
But, you know, the way Rick was thinking, okay, Negan just said if he doesn't do it, he's going to kill all those other people. He's going to kill Carl anyways. And he's gonna...
Level the guns out to their noses so that it looks gorgeous. Oh, fuck, I need to take notes.
The music, like when he's grabbing them, like he's doing, oh my God, am I going to have to count to three? Or whatever he said. And then the music's rising and he gets the axe and he's...
About, right before the crescendo. Don't bust the nut just yet. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You think that was because Carl just said, you know what, fuck it, just do it. Like if he didn't care, then there was no point in cutting the kid's arm off.
No, I think Rick would have done it. He was going to do it because he was going to have the chance of everybody dying for the sake of his arm, I guess. Yeah. I don't, as sick as that sounds, what choice do you
He's a kid. He can struggle with the other arm.
He said he's right-handed anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
He'd be all right.
Anyway, so...
Everybody's been right-handed at least once in their life.
Very good.
All right. And, of course, you pat me with the left. Good job.
All right, so where were we? All right, so
that's it.
Coral safe. Rick passed the test.
Rick's panting like a little dog on his knees.
I didn't catch it until we watched it. Yeah, but he's damn near de-evolved out into a dog.
Pretty much at this point.
Rick, like I said, Rick got humble because, like we said before, he got cocky.
He got broken. Yeah. He got dissected. Yes. Yeah. He was systematically destroyed from the top down.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. And so they finally leave. He says, we're going to leave you a truck so you can bring in and start your offerings in a week and this and that. And that's pretty much it, other than the whole end of Maggie trying to,
she wanted to walk to the hilltop on her own.
Yeah.
Which would kind of make a little sense because now that they're on the same team, there's no threat that's going to stop her from getting medication. But right. She just didn't want to be around everybody. But if she was dragging Glenn's body with her, it's like, fuck that shit. You ain't going to go nowhere. She'd probably die before she got up there. So
that was it, man. One thing that wasn't shown in this episode was, going back to the last episode of last season, was where is Carol and Morgan? Carol, we left her. She was two gunshot wounds in. Morgan saved her from one of the saviors. And after reviewing it, I had forgotten that when they were there, after that happened, the two guys came in from, I think it was the barn, with the horse and everything. And they're basically, look like a couple of good guys. They shake hands and everything. And
yeah.
So I think that's going to lead into something, but
it's not that it leads into something. It ties off the conversation Rick and Morgan had at the barn where he's like, yeah, I kept the bad guy, but we tried to rehabilitate him. Mm-hmm. And in the end, he wound up saving the nurse's life from the hoarders. That it's a complete circle.
Even if
she died later. Yeah. But it all comes back around. And the fact that Morgan pushed Rick from shooting that guy with the armor, and it came back around that he's the one that's going to help him return the favor.
Because he brought his horse back to him. Because he even said, I brought your horse.
Yeah.
And I found my friend. So, yeah. So that's... They're going to obviously meet up again, you know, Morgan and Carol, and I guess these two new dudes as well. They're, mm-hmm. I guess, well, he got two new replacements. Oh, shit! Got two new replacements already, built in right in this. Okay. So, yeah they're going to meet up with the rest of the crew, I imagine, at some point, maybe in a couple episodes, if not next week. But
With King Ezekiel and Shiva.
That was another thing, yeah.
Shiva the Tiger.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't know anything about what can you tell us about King Ezekiel?
I don't know much about them that I wouldn't want to ruin for anybody else out there. So y'all have to watch.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah.
You told me everything, so I figured. All right. So
was it worth the wait?
Yeah. I'll say so.
Is the season finale forgiven?
Yeah, I was annoyed by it, but I wasn't one of those people that was like, oh my god, you're making me wait more than a day.
How? All right.
What about you? Were you really pissed off about the season finale, waiting, having to wait, or?
I wasn't pissed to the point that I was going to say that I would never watch it again because it's Neil's Bar, $3 drinks all night. I'm just in the projector screen, so of course I'm still going. Yeah. And I meet people there all the time, so of course I'm still going. But the purpose of the episode from start to finish kind of explained why it had to be that way.
Right.
If I had to nitpick, I would probably have given away the Abraham killing in the season finale so that you would be wondering, oh man, how are they going to get over the Abraham death? Just to go back to the season premiere and realize that the shit's not even over yet. Mm-hmm. Already fuck with people's minds instead of people, most of the fans already in a negative connotation, instead of thinking about, man, how do they get over the death? We're still like on a 5 month old question, who's dead?
Right.
So I would have given the first one away and then later and then come back the second time, just exactly the same way as before. Now, but just it's not done.
That's a good point. Now, do you think maybe I gave them kudos earlier, but do you think that the two deaths? Do you think that's a workaround? Like they didn't think about that at first, and they kind of worked that in after the backlash, or do you think that was already part of the plan?
I think that was already part of the plan. I mean, I don't know how much guts the Walking Dead creators would have by risking losing a big chunk of their audience if they actually killed off the obvious favorite of everyone, which is Daryl.
Yeah.
If they would have killed him off, it would have been ballsy in the moment. Be like, oh, fuck, they actually did it. And then episode two next week, when it only has like 800,000 viewers because nobody can see Daryl anymore. It's like, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Was it worth the ratings?
Yeah, right? And that's the other thing that, like, in hindsight, is like, that's probably why they didn't give it away last time. Because if they say, like my example, like, give us Abraham in the beginning, save Glenn.
Right.
If it was just Abraham, how many people would have been like, oh, man, it was just Abraham.
That was my takeaway from that.
But what's the worst reaction? Fans going, oh, man, it was just Abraham. Or fans going, what the fuck, man? They didn't give us anything. All season, everybody's talking about the big death and nothing. You know, what's the worst reaction?
Okay, honestly, like when it was Abraham revealed on the screen, were you like, oh, that's it?
No, because it was 20 minutes in and there was still 40 minutes left in the show. And I think, not knowing much about the character on the screen, there had to have been, as odd as it sounds, the way the whole setup was in the Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, and the last lyric that I had no idea existed. I thought it was Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo again at the end.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. So I was like, is that a new
lyric? I was like, I was singing along with it because I'm an ignorant fuck. And then I'm like, my lips are like, it's like, it's not going along with what he's saying. It's like, wait, there's extra syllables in this? Like,
I don't know what's going on right now.
It might not have been as strong of an exclamation point if they had ended it with just one guy.
Yeah.
The way they fucked with us through the entire episode, with our psyche,
yeah.
It drove the point home that this is a guy that you can't fuck with. So hopefully this lasts long, because number one, Jeffrey Dean Morgan was fucking off the chain, dude.
Yeah.
There has to have been, I know people are can't think about this right now, but there has to be a moment in this episode that's worthy of an Oscar or an Emmy, because they fucking got us. And number two,
I'm thinking maybe Jeffrey Morgan.
The governor lasted at least two seasons.
Right.
And this dude is like hardcore. So if they kill him off before this season's even over, regardless if they want to go off the comic book or if they want to take a traverse to another road instead, that's going to be a big letdown.
If they drag it out?
If they end it before this season's over.
Oh,
this
yeah.
has to keep going.
He's like magic on the screen. I don't think that they're going to end it this season.
And I like the fact that we didn't get any of Carol or Morgan at all. They left such a sour taste in our mouths from the finale that they had to devote the entire fucking episode to this.
Yeah.
And all of it. Besides
what was going on the screen, nothing else mattered as far as any side plots or anything. Like, this is all, this is the focus.
Oh, the baby's hungry in Alexandria? Fuck her. I want to know who died. You know?
Yeah. So, last question. Do you think, this was probably the most intense episode of Walking Dead, by far.
The most extended, yeah. There were moments that were like,
but overall, for the full episode, it was intense from beginning to end. What's been worse, this or maybe Game of Thrones? Maybe the Red Wedding episode or something, you know, where...
Dude, the Red Wedding episode really isn't...
I'm just throwing out there an example, but is there anything from Game of Thrones that's been more intense? Because both these shows are comparable as far as...
Intense, yeah. I would probably have to say, for the length of time, the longest part that I've been most like tensed up was the Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah.
But even then, that didn't take up the entire episode. That was only like a 15-minute fight.
And plus, that was an epic brawl. That wasn't like...
Yeah, but they highlighted some scenes like Jon Snow being trapped under all the dead bodies, and you're like getting claustrophobic with him, and you can feel can hear him breathing harder, and you can feel the thumping of the heart, and it's like just resonating in your head. Like, there were moments like that, but dude, this episode damn near from start to finish was like you were still and you were numb because you didn't know what you were gonna get, and just when you thought it was over.
You're in a corner rocking back and forth. Is it over yet? Is it over yet?
I was glad I was sitting on the couch because I was leaning on the corner like, fuck, please let this be it. And I'm looking at the clock because they had the countdown all day, all week with this Walking Dead marathon. So when the countdown, I was like, please let the show be over so I can have another drink. Or two. I had five that night watching that show.
But it was worth it.
Yeah.
So I give it 2 thumbs up. I enjoyed the show.
I give it 2 nubs up.
There,
because Negan cut him off. Yeah.
All right. So we took it like a champ. We're done with this. So hope you enjoyed.
Hopefully, I get some sleep tonight.
I don't think so. It's been a couple days.
One. And you're complaining about my drinking.
It's only been one day. All right. Well, it'll be a couple days. Hope you enjoyed our review of the season premiere, Walking Dead. If you have any thoughts, leave a comment below in the section. Let us know how we did.
More of these videos on YouTube. We should be doing a lot more of these.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, until next time, always remember to pop your culture.
I wasn't supposed to do it like that, was I? Was that too graphic? Oh, no, wait. I'm supposed to do it like this. With my eyelids inside out like...
Yeah, slug him in the back of the head, maybe worry about it.
I'll find you. Oh, man. Fuck it. Okay. I tried.